Hi, Sim.
Hey.
So, you're feeling pretty chill today,
I'm always
huh?
Chill. Do you think our listeners have any idea
how anxious you are? Yes.
How are you doing, by the way?
I'm kind of anxious too, but I'm all right. I'm all right.
Why would you be anxious?
Because you fucking I'm on a show. And you fucking make me do podcasts on my fucking birthday after the show. I mean, do you think you could memorize about 80 to 90 lines?
No, nor do I want to. Nor do I have the experience. You've been doing this for a long time. It should be second nature for you.
Fuck you.
Oh, wait, someone's at the door.
That was a
hey, Michael,
aggressive
will you...
knock.
Look who it is. It's Rob Riggle
wow.
with a birthday cake.
It's actually happening.
Birthday cake.
Happy day to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Anna. Happy birthday to you.
Quick, there's only like two.
Yay!
Two wishes.
Happiness and success.
Happy birthday!
Hey, thank you. Thanks
That's
for
so
being
cool.
here.
Rob, have a
I'm
seat. Wait, someone grab the cake from Rob, please.
It's okay.
Thank
hey, I'm Anna.
Hi, I'm Chandler.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice really
to
nice to meet you.
You.
Thanks for being here. Will you, hey, Michael, will you help Chandler sit down?
Of course.
I'm good. I'm good.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, and this is for me also. Happy birthday.
Oh, wait, so get them. Let's get your headset on.
This is my vodka.
Hold on. You have to talk into the mic, Rob.
That's amazing.
Yeah. What do I do?
Okay, so you
talk
put these
microphones
things...
microphones and put these on my head?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so Rob has a gift for you.
Yes, I do. It is vodka.
Oh.
Right? The gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, gosh. Does it ever.
And it's my vodka. It's the vodka we make. I make it with a partner of mine. We make it in my hometown of Kansas City. It is won several awards. But look, the reason I sell this is because as you pan down, you see the KC right there at the bottom. But it's
Kansas
hidden.
Kansas City.
A little secret thing. Little secret
do you have? Is this Kansas City?
Is that
a thank you? By
You're
the way,
welcome.
I can't wait to.
Can we open it? Can we have a? I want to try.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, let's try it.
I think you guys will like it.
All right, Michael.
I'm willing to bet you guys
will you open
like
this,
it.
Please?
We've got Nina.
It's what's it called? It's
hey,
called.
Would you like a burrito?
Loaded.
Anything?
Loaded vodka. No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm really good.
Well, let me ask you this. So, what is it like? Potato based or?
It is corn based.
Uh huh.
It is. 6 times distilled, but we also take the water. 60% of a bottle of vodka is water. So if you start with
that's
good water,
why I'm so hydrated.
Yeah, that's why it just, you feel so good. That's why you're light on your feet. You can dance all night on vodka. Anyway, so it's if you start with good water, you that's half the battle. And we get our water from the largest aquifer in North America, which runs from Kansas all the way up to South Dakota. It's like an underground granite lake that we pull the water from. So we start with clean water, then we pump it a bunch.
Can't wait to
it's
try
the cleanest.
It.
How do you like to drink your vodka?
I'm a vodka soda guy, and I like Bloody Marys in the AM.
In the AM, nice.
On Saturdays.
You like
Sundays.
Them spicy?
Not too. I'm not a. I can't do that too much.
All right, we're gonna
like
try it right now.
It?
What's that? and celery and whatever else, pickles and they. I've seen them do all
you
kinds
like a
of crazy
salad.
Stuff. Yeah, it does. It looks like that eventually.
Well,
now,
cheers.
Don't you want to mix it with anything? You're just doing.
What
straight.
Do we have in there? What do we have? Do we have any mixers?
It's just straight, huh?
Yeah.
God bless you for trying it straight.
Yeah.
No mixers. We're trying it straight. What?
Yep.
We now, just, tell me true, though. When you take it, you'll taste it in your mouth, but I don't think it burns going down. But
okay,
tell
well,
me. Just a little sip now.
Wow. No, I'm not kidding. This is super
That's
smooth.
That's really good.
Smooth stuff, guys. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
There's no burning whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying.
This feels like an ad read, doesn't it?
It's, well...
Yeah, no, I didn't mean it to be. I just meant it to be a birthday gift. So
and
I hope you enjoy
it.
Really great.
Appreciate it. And
no problem.
Thank you for being here. Hey, do
Thanks
you
for
think?
Me.
Do you think that there's like intense city loyalty with like? Because I grew up. Well, I was born in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up north of Seattle. Is Kansas City like a loyal?
Most people I think that come from there are generally pretty proud of it. And they stay pretty loyal to it.
And like, what do you think the top four things that like you would brag about Kansas City, like that you or that you miss?
I love our Royals and our Chiefs. I like we are the Paris of the plains. The only city that has more fountains than we do is Rome, and our barbecue is second to none.
Have you ever like been wasted in high school and like, yes. like?
Are you saying get in the fountain, yeah. a fountain naked?
Yeah,
yeah.
You so, how did you know? You knew exactly. Well, who wouldn't? And I'm such an obvious person. I'm sorry.
In what way?
Well, you knew exactly where I was going, and I thought I was being clever.
Well, no, it's just my mind is warped, and when some, you know, we talk about fountains.
When warped, of course, you're going to,
because when you said in high school, that means when you were dumb. And I go, yeah, and then you're a fountain. So the next logical step is, did I get naked and get in the fountain? Yes, I did.
Have you ever been arrested?
Have I ever been arrested? No. Huh. No, thank goodness.
You see, yeah, I love that you had to think about well, that for a about, half a beat.
Are we talking United States?
Well, no.
No,
no we're not.
No, in the United States. Perhaps in Mexico, I was warned vigorously.
For what?
Well, sometimes you imbibe a little too much down south and you stumble around and
sure.
somebody tells you to go home, so you go home.
Back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Or the motel?
At the time, the motel. Beach, tent, a lean-to on the beach.
So hey, thank you again for being here.
Oh, it my
really
pleasure.
Means the world to
my
me.
My pleasure.
Are you really honored to meet me?
I am. I was saying that earlier to Chandler. I was saying this is going to be really cool.
Yeah.
It's going to be big. This is big. I'm putting a lot on this.
When did you move to Los Angeles?
9 years ago. What is it? Is it? We're still in 17, just barely.
Barely.
Yeah.
I know. I forget all the time too. What do you like about Los Angeles? I have a bit of a hang up on the city thing, and Sim is probably going to be annoyed with me and cut this out. But I do have a hang up because I think that it defines the idea of like people that give up their hometown and move here to pursue a dream and are faced with potential rejection, you know, flat tires.
Even like, if you're successful, there's a lot of rejection.
Yeah.
So not potential. It's there. It's there for everybody.
It's just your agent
come to
tell
LA
you
and get rejected one way or the other. You're gonna eat it one way or the other. Because I lived in New York 10 years prior to moving here.
And what do you prefer?
See, I could ask that, and it's apples and oranges. Ba-dum-ba, no pun intended. Big Apple. Never. Anyway, it really is. Here, LA, 75 and sunny, about 340 days out of the year. Pretty phenomenal. And I'm addicted to the weather. I got thin skin now. Now I go back to the Midwest and I freeze and it sucks. I loved New York because of the energy of the city. I was also young and chasing down a dream and, you know, doing 1 a.m. improv shows down at the UCB and for nine drunks. And it was that time when you're grinding a little bit, you know, and you don't have any money. So, you know, you split tacos at the cheap place around the corner where you're just saying, God, don't let me get hepatitis. But you're eating the tacos anyway. And you, because that's all there is. There was a hunger back there and it was fun and it was exciting and it was new and no kids. So there's no responsibilities yet. It was just, I don't know. It was an exciting time. So I can't compare the two, you know, I love both of them for different reasons.
When you moved here, was there GPS?
No.
Did you do a Thomas guide?
No, you know, actually there was GPS, but it was primitive. It was stage one, G1, generation one. It was like, when I came out here first, I always have to rent a car. So I'd rent from Hertz and then I'd say, oh, and I need one of those electric map things. And they'd give it to you in a big sandbag type thing. It had a sandbag and you would put it on your dashboard and you'd drive around with that thing. And it was obnoxious as hell. And I didn't know my way around LA. I'd never really spent any time here, but they would go, you got a meeting at Warner Brothers and you got a meeting over here and then you're going to be in Culver. I didn't understand traffic. I didn't understand. So I never made a meeting on time. I was always listening to this lady tell me where to go and she never got me there. And so I would call people in a very frustrated panic.
Do you ever think that you lost a job because you were late? Because that
No.
was when I first moved here, I felt like that was the thing that my manager always emphasized, like, don't be late.
Right.
Don't be late. So you're dashing all around town. I had the Thomas guide and I was trying to figure out what audition I needed to, you know, where I needed to be or whatever, and terrified that I would be late. Uh-huh. And I thought that, I don't know, I just thought that that would be like the thing that they would hold against right. me.
You don't want to give them any reasons not to pick you.
Yeah.
And don't give them the easy ones. Don't give them the, she was late, check, moving on. So I'm with
what
you.
What are the hard ones?
What would be a hard one for passing? I don't know. You're a producer now. I'm a producer. It's kind of fun being on the other side of the table, right?
Well, if I am, I like to think I am, but I don't know if I am. But I was once told that I didn't have enough soul.
That's infuriating. How can you gauge that? Unless you were auditioning for a blues singer. Were you auditioning for a blues singer? That's crazy. That's just crazy talk. See, and I think people, that's another thing too. People are, this town is so full. Can we cuss on these things?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay, this town is full of shit. And the more I go around, like you realize, oh, a lot of these people, because I always entered a room for the longest time thinking everybody knew more than I did. It was a self-confidence problem probably, but whatever. And I especially in show business, I was like, oh, well, these guys have way more experience. They know. As I went along in the process and I started to get some gigs and I started to get on the other side or get in production, I quickly realized, no, these guys are all frauds. They're all running scared. Nobody knows shit. Everybody's just, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody's doing their best. I think they are trying to do their best, but you realize their best sucks. A lot of them. And a lot of them, you find out real fast too. Like, oh, this person's talented. I want to listen to her or I want to listen to him.
But how do you clock that? I mean, and I wanted to actually back you up a tiny bit because when you...
I get rambling.
Because that... Times. No, no, no. Oh, this is... You're talking to a podcaster who gets a lot of attention all day long.
I love it.
And then clearly needs more. But...
well, we're actors. What are we going to do?
But walking...
Look at me.
Walking into that room... when you have a big audition or a small, whatever audition, and there's like, you know, five or six people and they're staring at you with their like cold eyes and
their judgment, you feel it weighing on you.
And suddenly, like I would try to not do this thing, but I would do this thing where I would try to attempt to tell sort of a mildly amusing story to, you know, break the ice.
Which is absolutely what you should do.
I don't know. No, it was not a winning strategy at all.
Was it a good story?
I should have been. No.
Well, that's the problem. You got to have a good story. Because what you're doing is perfectly natural. It's a human nature move to want to break the ice and bond with the people in the room, find some connection. So that's right. But you got to have a good story. If you had a shitty story, I could see why they iced you.
Like slate, please. Do you remember when they used to use that term?
Oh, yeah.
Do they still use that term?
Auditioning for the part of douchebag number 3.
Hi, Rob. hey, Rob, where are you from again?
Kansas City.
Uh-huh. And how tall are you?
6'2 or 6'3, depending on the shoes.
Can you tell us your eye color and your hair color, please?
I get different. People tell me different. So sometimes green, sometimes blue. I don't know. Is it hazel? But and my hair is brown.
Uh-huh.
It's brown.
Uh-huh. And so, Imrab, where did you study? Did you study?
Yes, I did. Different places, really, but, you know.
Like where?
Comedy was at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Uh-huh.
They have one out here.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's the one that you sort of pay for, right?
Yeah, you do.
Until you get good enough?
Yeah, they
How
have
good
levels.
Did you get?
They have three levels, and I did all three. So, and then eventually made a house team.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
And then I studied at the University of Kansas. I was a theater and film major there.
So. Would you consider getting a manicure?
As the character?
Well,
I mean,
it's up to you.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I would do that. I want to warn anybody. I haven't done a lot of those. So.
Are your eyelashes real?
Yes. Yes, they are.
Mm. All right. Well, let's begin.
That was the Anna and Rob players' performance of my first meeting with Lauren Michaels. That was almost verbatim.
What?
Tell us about this.
You know, when you go through the whole process, right? And then you if you get to a certain level or whatever, that he brings you in for a meeting. Well, first he makes you sit out in the lobby for a long, long time, just so he establishes dominance. I get it. Okay, and then you go in, and he asks you a bunch of questions that don't make any. You know, you're like, I'm sorry. You know, it's a lot of, and then you walk out of there going just baffled. Going, what happened? What? I don't know if it's a mind screw or if he's just having fun or whatever, but I'm not picking on him. I know it sounds like I am. I'm not. He was fair to me. I'm not picking on him. But it was questions like,
what do you like?
He did. He looked at me and he goes, is that your real hair? And I go, excuse me? He goes, your color, is that the natural color? And I go, yeah. Okay. And then moved on to something else. And I thought, then that's all I thought about. For the rest of the 20 minutes we talked, I was like, what the fuck's going on with my hair? What does it look like? What? Whoa.
Does your family have a history of cancer?
Exactly. You know, maybe there was a great-grandmother, maybe, Lauren? By the way, I loved how you slipped right into casting director. As if you'd been playing it your whole life. You slipped right into that.
Well, it's that feeling of just feeling so small.
But the way you ask the questions and the just the ever so gentle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for saying that. But it's like
perfect.
It's like the idea of like if one emotes, that will show weakness in any way.
Yes. Oh my God.
Hi. Okay, well, let's get to the sides.
Did you read the script?
I wasn't sent the script, just the sides. Yeah.
I think I spent my first year of auditioning just apologizing, which I realized when I got to produce some stuff and get on the other side of the table, I was like, oh God, is that what I sound like when I come in? Because you'll come in and go, hey, everybody, I'm so glad to be here. I just didn't have time to really, I didn't dive into the line, so I'm still on book. And they're all like, I don't care. Just shut up and read the thing, you know. But I was always vomiting apologies. And then when I got on the other side of the table and I saw people come in and vomit their apologies, I was like, ugh, don't ever do that again. Note to self. Just come in.
You didn't have sympathy for them?
I mean,
of course you did. But
of course. I mean, it's just like waiting tables. Like when I waited tables, now I have great empathy for waiters and waitresses. I just will always, once you do it, you can never shit on a waiter. That's how you know. And so, of course, I had sympathy, but I also saw myself up there and I'd be like, oh, God, is that what I sound like? Coming in and begging off before I even start? Stop, Riggle. Never do that again.
What was your worst job?
My worst job? Like any job? Are we talking acting? Or?
Okay. Number one, any job. Number two, acting.
Number one, any job. The summer between my senior year in high school and my freshman year in college, I guess in a way to motivate me, my grandfather.
No more naked fountain.
You're done with the fountains, naked boy. Baby New Year. Yeah, it was. I worked in a bag factory in North Kansas City, stacking pallets of with big grain feed bags. And
did you get to have like a, what do they call those? Like a cherry
forklift?
Pickle? Yeah, a
forklift.
Did you get to drive something or haul something?
I got to lift bundles of big, huge grain feed bags and stack them onto wood pallets. And then the forklift would come and pick it up and drive it onto them.
You were manual.
I was manual. I was 18
at the time.
You
weren't qualified to do the...
I wasn't qualified. Here's what you needed to be qualified. To be able to drive drunk, apparently. Because... The crew down at Old Frontier Bag wasn't necessarily, I don't know, I wouldn't call them.
Hey, don't you bash premium. On my Frontier Bag, kid.
Sorry, Frontier Bag crew. I know you're listening. Shout out. No, but we would.
Fuck you, Rob.
Fuck you, Uptown. Yeah. Fuck you, big time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You fucking moved to New York.
Yeah, now you.
Fuck you.
Look at you in LA, big time at us.
Yeah. We
big time
that.
It is.
Fuck you.
Give me another six of Bush. Give me another six of Bush Light and another half pint of Seagram's Extra Dry Gin, because that's what they drank in 30 minutes on our lunch break. And then, Because here's what happened. I would load the pallets in the morning, stack the pallets, and then the semis would pull up in the afternoon after lunch, and I would go in to the semis, and they would bring the pallets in, and then I'd unstack them. All right? So so after lunch, they would go, they would jump in, this guy, Jimmy.
Jimmy would jump.
Yes. Yes, he would. And they would pound, they would get a 12-pack of Busch, split it, and then they'd each get a half pint extra dry, Seagram's extra dry, and they would drink it. And they would finish that in 30 minutes, and then they'd be back on the job. And I found this out because finally, towards the end of the summer, they invited me to go to lunch with them. They never invited me to go to lunch with them. They thought I was a narc, I think. They really did. No kidding.
You don't read of that.
You don't get that? Huh.
No,
okay.
No,
not at all. No. Oh. But finally, I would always show up with my little Playmate cooler and I would have a Coke and Pringles.
Okay, now I get it.
And I would have a sandwich and maybe a little treat. Why not?
Yeah.
And I would do that on my lunch. Finally, they go, "You want to go lunch with us?" I was like, "Yes, that'd be dynamite." And I brought my Playmate cooler and I sat in the back of this guy's 77 Mustang, which is the small one, the little Mustang, on the hump. And I was all wedged in there and four of them. And we drove 100 miles an hour to the liquor store. They ran in, bought their liquor, got back in the car, drove 100 miles an hour back so we could back, sat in the parking lot, pounded them, and then we all went back into work. And I, of course, didn't. I had my Playmate cooler and I drank my Coke and had Pringles on the corner of my mouth.
I was gonna go with Cheetos.
I was as I licked my fingers.
Pringles, how international.
Yeah, it was very flavorful. So then I would be in the semi and they would come on. Dwayne, who drove the forklift, would come on, and in the mornings they were all pissed off, and in the afternoons they were woohoo. And they would drive that forklift onto the semi and they were, I mean, I would dive out of the way because they would just come barreling in. I mean, it was a life or death situation.
Let's get the newbie.
Yeah, exactly. Hang on. Probably worst job. And then acting wise, I don't know.
Or maybe you do know, but you don't want to say. Yes, because I recognize that because I wouldn't want to say either.
No, you know, there's gigs that are better than other gigs, but I don't think I've ever, I hear horror stories from people, like real torturous horror stories. And I have, right? I just blew a kiss to God for those listeners
that was,
out there
who that didn't was know. Like kind
and
of...
Well, you kiss, you touch the heart, you kiss again, you send it back up.
Man,
I mean,
smooth.
That's how I see the pros do it.
Have you always been good at dancing?
That's pretty much my move. I just go to the center of the dance floor and I just blow kisses to God. So, yeah. Yeah, but I haven't had one of those horrible, horrible experiences yet. I've had gigs that aren't great and then gigs that are great.
I got like sort of flushed with anger as you said that.
Why?
Well, just because I feel like I've had, you know, whatever. It's like any normal actor.
Yeah. Somebody. We all have shitty gigs.
Yeah.
We all have shitty gigs and we all have good gigs, but I've never had the one gig where I'm like,
are you one of those
I'm
types?
Scarred for life. I'm, you know, that just really turned me off to the whole thing or blah, blah, blah. And that hasn't happened.
Do you kind of see the best in everything?
I think you have to be an optimist, right?
If you blow another kiss to God, I'm just going to sock you right in the face.
I mean.
And I have a very, very soft
You got the
fist.
Reach too, I can see.
And it'll break my hand.
All right, I'm just going to throw him one of these. I'm going to throw one.
Wait, what did you just do? Tell the listeners.
Oh, sorry. If you were, for the listener, I just blew a wink to God. You can blow a wink to God, which I did.
Okay, we're going to play a little bit of a game. It's called Deal Breakers.
I like it already.
You have to imagine you're single.
I got to go that far back, huh?
You can either be as successful as you are now or
so really?
back in the at the feed bag
okay.
factory.
Got it.
Which one do you want to? You have to make the choice.
Oh, I have to make the choice now? I like my life now.
Okay. All right. On a first date, she tells you the names she has picked out for her future kids, for your future kids.
Okay. A first date.
Yeah.
And the question is, do I stay?
Yep.
Or
is that a deal breaker?
That's a deal breaker.
It is.
First date.
First date.
Now, I want to be real specific on this.
Yes, you got it.
If she sits down and says, these are the names I love for kids, and that's it, just a general blanket statement like that, not a deal breaker.
Not a deal breaker.
If she says,
but whoa.
These are the names that I think would be great for our kids, Audi 5G, as the kids say. Oh, that's street talk, but.
Okay, but what if she says, these are the names that I love for kids. I love the name Shu, and I love the name Troop. Shu for a girl, Troop for a boy.
Okay. This is awesome.
Is that a deal breaker then?
Potentially. We're really on the fence here. Yes. She's teetering on the edge of the abyss.
If I have a third one, which I don't necessarily want, but if I actually get necked up, I'm going to name it Pigeon.
Okay.
Or we're going to name it Pigeon.
Check, please.
Oh, you're going to pay?
I just want to see how much it is, and then I'll decide. Yeah, no, in that the scenario you just painted, yeah, I'm out the door. But yeah, generally talking about children's names, not a problem. Getting down to the specifics. Getting down to the specifics about you and me having a kid, or the names you just listed. By the way, I love how quickly you slide into character. It is awesome. It really... Honestly, for an improviser, it makes me want to do bits all day. I love it. So thank you for doing
that. This is why I started a podcast. And our sweet listeners are like, please stop with the improv. Get to the calls.
You go into your characters so quickly. I just wonder if the audience... See, because I can tell right when you go into character. I don't know if they can. Can they tell? Probably not, because you're that good. You slide right into it.
I adore you.
Yeah.
Maybe even a slightly more complicated question is, if she says, I already know the names that I want for my kids, it's like, you know, Travis and Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
But she feels very passionately about that. When they're great names.
Right. So if I were to say, so Travis and Sarah, those are locked in. There's no room for negotiation on
locked
that?
In.
Locked in.
Well, Travis, I lost my virginity to.
Okay.
And Sarah was the girl who fucked Travis, okay. But then we became friends again.
Yeah. Then that's going to deal break. I'm just going to say it because clearly you're hung up on some things.
No, I'm not. Okay. I just want to honor like my past.
Okay. That's one way to do it. I want to honor my past. Again, I'm out the door quickly. That makes me so happy. I love that.
Thanks for the foie gras.
You know what? I'm just going to get some more if you want. Take it home with you.
I like it that you're spreading it on stuff.
Just pushing the money across the table.
Oh, that was money. I thought you were spreading foie gras.
No. A cracker. I was putting the cash on the table so I could get the hell the fuck out of there.
It's been real, Rob.
You bet. You bet it was.
Fourth child named Rob. Okay. She thinks Canada is by France.
No, I can't do that. Deal broken.
I like how it looks like you just ate a lemon.
Well, these are... This is where it gets into the tricky part. This is where it gets into the male part.
Ah, I love this. Tell me.
Everybody's going to hate me.
You don't like people who don't know a ton about geography?
No. So go ahead. Prepare to lay your judgment. How hot is she?
Oh.
I knew you were going there.
Right? Of course you did. Because you're a fucking
dick. Put up with,
you're
put
a
up
fucking
with,
dick.
You'll put up with so much, maybe.
It's a first date.
It's a first date. Thank you.
Fuck. Oh. No. Okay, wait. Here's this.
Okay. I just want to be honest with you and your listeners.
And I want you to be honest with me so we can all be educated about how fucked up men are.
Wait, I'm not sure that's what I meant, but okay.
She's smoking hot.
Smoking hot, and she hits me with Canada's by France. First date. I don't leave yet.
You are making small talk and you say something like, Have you ever been abroad? So you can ask me that.
Oh, sorry.
Or I don't know. How would you phrase it? Put in your own words.
Are you enjoying the foie gras?
What is that?
Okay, it's a.
It looks like brown butter.
Have you ever been abroad?
Am I abroad? Is that what you're calling me?
No. I'm sorry. Have you been abroad? Like, have you traveled? Have you gone out?
Oh yeah. Most definitely. When I was in high school, I went to Quebecois, and then took the train down to Paris, and it was awesome.
Sounds awesome. Sounds like it was a really cool trip.
Oh my gosh, it was. Yeah. It was. Okay. It was like eye-opening, you know, how like people talk in different ways. And thank you for that more foie.
Enjoy the foie gras. And take it home with you too, if you want. And I'm out.
Really?
That's what I got. I flagged down the waiter.
Whoa.
Got the check and I put the cash on the table.
No.
I can't.
Come on.
I can't. Well, no, I can't.
What if you were 22?
That's what I was going to ask. You can't now.
I can't now. No way. 22, God, I put up with a lot of stuff. Everybody puts up with stuff at 22. Everybody, I think, puts up with stuff.
Yeah.
You do.
Yeah,
you just do.
Yep.
So I probably would have put up with it for a little
while.
But
I was mad. Were you mad? I was just mad at 22. I put up with stuff, but I was mad.
No, I don't remember being mad at 22. I just remember tolerating a lot more than I do now.
I did weird. We'll get into that later, but we got to get back to our game.
All right.
Okay. She asks why you always play a cop in movies.
That's a fair question. I can't be mad at her for asking what everybody's thinking.
Okay, but let me give you two different line readings, okay?
God dang it. Yes.
Okay, number one.
Okay.
Why do you always play a cop in movies?
Okay. That was one.
Number two. Why do you always play a cop in movies?
So much better. Oh my God, I can breathe again. But the tightness in my chest was real on number one. Oh. Number two is a fair, honest. I can tell there's honesty there. There's a real just inquisitiveness.
Yeah, but it's still a like, little on
socially,
a base level.
A little socially awkward.
Yeah, it would be like if somebody would ask me, like, why do you always play a ditz? Like,
yeah, you'd be like, you have to be smart. You have to be smart to play dumb.
Why do you
I don't know if you know that.
Cop?
Exactly.
Thank you, by the way.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. So
I would walk. I would. No. God, what am I saying? Would I walk? Is it a deal breaker? No, probably not. It would just be an annoyance.
You would just clock it.
I would clock it. I'd say strike one.
What would you say in response?
I'd say, you know, it's the Dickens, isn't it? I get cast that way all the time.
I love Charles Dickens. And I love Dick.
Okay. See, you can't do that. And now you're back to clean count. Back to a clean count. I would note it. It's not a deal breaker. Either one or two.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just an annoyance.
Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. She writes directions on her hand and refuses to use navigation.
Oh, God. Well, see, now that can be cute, too. That could be a little picadillo. That could be a little thing where you're like, oh, that's her little thing. She does that. Isn't that cute? Now, it would suck if we're constantly getting lost or she's constantly dicking up the directions or that would get old real fast or you just have to take charge of it yourself and be like, don't worry about it. I'll drive.
What if you guys get married and in like 30 years, she ends up having like ink poisoning and you're like, I told you, honey.
Well, I mean, I guess I'd have the satisfaction of knowing I told you so.
With your beloved, with the adorable annoyance,
withered
is dying.
Under the poison of the ink. As I sat there, I told you. I fucking told you. Oh, no. I can write on my hand all day, Rob. Ink isn't that bad. Well, who's fucking laughing now? No. Don't give her the pain meds yet. She needs to hear this. She needs to hear this. Yeah. No, actually, I think that's not a deal breaker. No, not a deal breaker. It's something to be noted as, if you're an optimist, you know, hey, that could be potentially a cute, quirky thing.
What if she wants to constantly groom you?
Like like the apes do, like the chimps, when they constantly pick your hair and pick.
Or she wants to, like, she has a weird thing about tweezing like your nose hairs or something like that.
That's more sadistic, I think, with the nose hairs. Now, look, these eyebrows work overtime, so I need help with them. So if somebody wants to pluck my eyebrows, I don't necessarily have a problem with that, especially when they get unruly.
See, that would be a thing for me.
You don't want people in your personal space?
Oh, it just would make me feel not very sexy. But maybe that's a female-male thing. I don't know. Sim?
No, Amy plucks my eyebrow hairs all the time. And I'm good with it.
It's but one of these things.
Nose hairs, that would hurt.
I yeah,
would
I don't. That nose happen. Hairs are not a, they're not on the table. They're not, that's not up for, that's not an option. No. The eyebrows, though, look, you know, if somebody can help me, I'm not above help. And ladies generally know how to groom and make looks better.
You don't have to answer this question, but what if she
love it
enjoys like trimming
you downstairs?
Know, your ball hair.
Well, there's difference there. There's bush and then there's ball hair.
What's the difference?
Bush is what sits on top. It's the big.
I thought that was the lady part. I didn't know you guys called it bush too.
Oh, everybody's got bush. I'm glad we're talking about this.
Kansas
Everybody's
City
got bush. Kansas City bush.
Never heard of man bush?
Yeah, man bush is real.
No, I haven't heard about
man bush. It was obnoxious in the 80s and 90s. But now we've got our shit together. We got our shit together.
Why are you
we
guys
just gave each other a thumbs up.
Yeah, what is that about?
I don't know. We're grooming
buddies. It's bro code.
Bro code.
It's bro code for we're hairless wonders.
Yes.
Ball hair is different. Ball hair is different. Ball, obviously, hair on your balls. And shaving your balls is not a, that's like you need the hand of a surgeon. So
that's what I'm saying.
No. I'm saying no to that.
All right.
Yes to the bush shave, no to the ball shave.
But what about with what about with like an electric razor? Would you let her do that?
No. Those things can go wrong there too. I don't know how I know that. I just know it can.
You wouldn't like give up a nick or two like for
No.
I know. Did you expect
Are we talking wedding night? Or are we talking like you're still talking first date, right?
Okay. Her bed is a single.
That would really suck. Yeah, that might be a deal breaker.
Really?
Yeah, just Explain. Because. Well, you don't have a future. Huh? What kind of future are you going to have? You're going to sleep like cordwood? You're just going to, let's go to bed. Hey, I'm tired. We both just did a whatever. Let's say we did a 10K. We're exhausted.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. You don't have a bed?
What are we, the Dick Van Dyke show? We're going to have two single beds?
I want you to believe, which I am, that I'm a virgin. And I would never, ever share a bed partner with anyone else.
Well, we've already established. You still want me to believe that? All right. No, I don't. I see. The reason I say no to it, I say deal breaker, is because she's not thinking about any growth or future with a single bed.
My parents bought me this bed when I graduated from college.
I'm sure it was a lovely gift at the time, but now you're an adult woman living out in the world, making your own money. And
yeah, but I've never trusted a man before you.
Please don't put that back on me. Look at you. Put it back on me. Who's calling? Someone calling? Oh, it's, yeah. We'll see about that. Spielberg.
What a jerk.
He's always on my jock. I'm like, I'll get to it. I'll read the damn script. Calm down.
He's like, you're going to play. It's in the future. You're going to be a cop. Good at first.
And here's the thing. I'd say, okay, I would.
I would. I mean,
Spielberg comes knocking.
Yeah. If he's saying, like, hey, we've got an idea for you, Ferris. I want you to play a dumb blonde. Okay.
Now, Riggle. We want you to be a douchebag cop. Okay. Deal. Done. Here's Mr. Spielberg. Yeah, that's going to happen.
I just want a turkey sandwich at Crafty if it's available. Okay, so this is now called...
Just
or
do it.
How, what's
do
our
it.
Time?
We're good. You're good until... Wait, you're doing Conan, right? Right
yes,
after this?
Doing Conan right after
so
this.
So you have to be out of here in about half hour, 45 minutes? Around there?
I'm not even sure. I have to be...
3:45. So do you wanna do that? We have two calls. So the calls are going to be about 15 minutes each, 10, 15 minutes.
You have callers?
Oh, yeah. We give advice, actually.
This is so fun.
I love it that you say that.
Wait, are people listening to us live?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
Thank God. Wait, do the thing again.
Yeah.
Either the wink or the thing. Oh, God. You're so good at that.
Right. Well, God and I got this thing.
Okay. This is... Now we're proceeding on to how would you proceed?
Okay.
After enjoying an incredible dinner at your favorite restaurant, Catch, you and your wife, Tiffany, are at the valet waiting for your car. Suddenly, Jackie Chan pulls up in his Ferrari. He hops out, tosses you his keys, and says, "Park it somewhere up front, buddy." How would you proceed?
Wow. So much to take in here. First of all, Jackie would never do that because he's a gentleman and he treats people with respect. But let's play out your scenario and say it happened.
Thank you.
The answer would be right away, Mr. Chan. And Tiffany goes, "Rob, what are you doing?" I go, you shush it. And then I'd go park his car right up front like he asked. And that would happen. And then I would go back. I'd make sure the keys were kept somewhere with the manager of the restaurant.
How ethical.
And then I would wait for my car to arrive. No questions asked.
That's pretty unbelievable.
It's Jackie Chan.
It's Jackie Chan.
It's Jackie Chan.
I know.
I mean, he's the
best. Chan is the man.
Chan is the man.
That's what we've always said here on Unqualified.
He's made more movies than anybody in history. He had so many setbacks. He didn't make his... He didn't really hit it, if you will, or become an A-list, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know what that means anymore.
Until he was 97?
Until he was 42 years old.
Like, and he has that, like...
Yes, and he's self-taught. He's done... He knows, like, six languages. His work ethic is from hell. He does his own stunts. He's done more stunts than any movie actor in history. He's, I don't know, he just seems like a very genuine, hardworking man, and I respect that.
Shit, we should have come up with a different celebrity.
It's all about it. Yeah, yeah. You know, give me anybody else.
Sim, who do you got?
Martha Stewart.
Wow. Okay. I don't have a problem with Martha. I would probably say, "Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Stewart." You know, does she ignore me and walk in anyway, even though I tried to stop her and correct her that I'm not the valet?
But she has an excellent throw.
Like, oh, okay. All right, she put a little pep on it.
Yep.
A little pepper on it.
A little pepper on it.
I'd park it. And then I'd throw the keys to a valet. I wouldn't take it to the manager of the restaurant. We're talking Nobu, I'm assuming, on Malibu, in Malibu.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, we'll catch, but yeah, but yes.
Okay.
But yeah. Okay, so yeah, do you know what we do here?
No. I mean, yes, crazy. I listen all the time, but I don't. Remind me.
All right, just let him in. Yeah, you just come in when we, yeah.
The crazy thing is, so here's what we do. We, so people submit their questions, their relationship questions, and then we call them and attempt to give them relationship advice.
Awesome.
But we always have to qualify it with the idea that we have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
We're not licensed professionals.
Exactly.
Got it.
All right, so we're going to call...
I don't know what these are. Sim does.
Where is my book? My little book. Forget it. Just, you can dial. It's good.
What's in the little book, Sim?
The little book is weird.
What are we launching into space without your little book? It's like, it's the directions home. Don't worry about it.
Are we calling Amanda right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Amanda, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, Sim. I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. Amanda is 34 and she's in Massachusetts. Say hi to Anna.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Anna. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And Anna's going to introduce our guest here.
We've got Rob Riegel here, and he's amazing. And we've been giggling.
Hi.
And thank you for,
Amanda.
Being patient with us.
Okay, so Amanda, your boyfriend is withholding some information from you that you think is important. That was the subject of your email. Talk to us.
Okay, so my boyfriend had told me a couple of months ago that the Saturday of my birthday weekend, he was going to go see this band called the Ominous Sea Pods. They're like his all-time favorite band, and they broke up like 17 years ago, but they're reuniting and doing a show near us, and it just happens to be that weekend. And he had said to me at the time, like, on your birthday, we can do whatever you want to do, but the next day, I have to go to this show. And I got it. I understood. I appreciated that he told me. Great. Then just this past Saturday, we were talking about his birthday, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. And while we were talking about that, he mentioned to me that the band had added a second show on my actual birthday, and he was going to go to that. And when I asked him how long he'd known about that, he told me he'd known for just a little over 5 weeks. And didn't tell me because first he told me he didn't tell me because he was hoping maybe it would get canceled, that they wouldn't sell enough tickets or something would happen and they wouldn't have the show. But then he also told me that he had gotten me a ticket if I wanted to go, which I don't. And we got into this whole argument about how I don't think it's okay for him to not tell me things that I think are important. And he said that he understood that I would be mad about it, but he thought I was mad about the wrong thing. And we just kept going back and forth, kind of, I was saying the same thing, he was saying the same thing, but we weren't getting anywhere in the discussion.
But when he said that you were mad about the wrong thing, did he present like an alternative argument? Like what?
He thinks that he was doing the right thing by not telling me something that would have upset me if it was eventually going to turn out to be nothing.
He just was avoiding the friction.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah, he's in the wrong, as far as that goes. You know, but it's common, I think. Guys, the last thing they want to do is to disappoint or get into a fight. And if they know they're going to do something that's questionable, they just probably sit on it a little bit so that they don't have to deal with friction.
And I understand that, but I also think, like, he would not have told me even this past weekend if I hadn't brought up his birthday. So I just don't even know, like, what, like, I kept saying to him, what was your plan? Like, when would you have eventually have decided this is information to share with me?
You know, I have so many stupid theories on so many, like, ridiculous things, but the birthday thing, it's a day when there's a lot of just high expectation. And
yep.
And it's when, of course, you want, you know, the people that you love to value you or recognize you. But I would think about maybe, I don't know, do you envision a huge future with this guy? I'm so embarrassed asking this. Oh, you do? Okay.
No.
Like,
that's okay to ask. I mean, we've been together for a little over a year. And, you know, we're very involved with each other's families. And I, you know, really, like, I think that we could go the distance here.
I have a question. So you say, mm-hmm. you say that, you know, he wanted to go to the concert on the weekend of your birthday, and you said you would be fine with that and that you truly didn't mind if that was the case.
Right.
Is that true?
Yes.
Do you truly wouldn't mind?
I really don't. When it was and even for him to come to me and say, you know, they're doing this show on your birthday.
Because it's okay to say, it's my birthday weekend and I want him to give me attention and, you know, focus on me.
It's not that. Like, I'm a musician myself. I understand, like, the connection he feels to this band and their music. Like, it's part of his email address, like all these other things. Like, he has talked to me about this band since our very first date, and they haven't done a show in so long. So I really understand that it's important to him. It's unfortunate that it just happens to be that weekend.
But that's not what he did. You don't care for the band?
I honestly don't know a single one of their songs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say maybe it was something you guys could have shared together.
Well, yeah. Like,
yeah, and then he mentioned that he had gotten me this ticket, and I said, you know, I don't even know this band. And then he said, you know, well, you have time to listen to their music and maybe decide that you like them. And it's like, well, not like if you had waited even longer to tell me.
What would your perfect birthday weekend be?
I traditionally, on my actual birthday, some of my very close friends and my family and I do a dinner at the same restaurant all the time. And then, you know, I would like to just do something special, he and I, whatever that is. Last year we went to see a play. We'd gone to a Patriots game one time, like whatever it might be. But it doesn't actually have to even be like on my actual birthday. Like, I don't mind that he's going to be out that night. I have friends and people who I love and who love me that I can be around, but I just don't like feeling like he didn't think it was a big deal to make these plans and not even tell me, and that he didn't have a plan on eventually telling me until I kind of was pressing him about, we should really start thinking about what you want to do for your birthday.
Can I give you some fucked up advice that I have no idea if it's correct or not?
Please.
Oh, okay. Are you sure? Amanda, this is this is kind of fucked up. But sort of the idea of, I guess, it, sort of rooted in the idea of sort of valuing yourself and the idea of losing the battle to win the war, which is not necessarily having this guy marry you and or whatever, you guys getting married, but which maybe that's what you want. But ultimately, I think that you might have to kind of, it will be powerful for you to swallow this one. To be like, all right, yeah, go to the concert. I'm cool. Because if you continue to, you know, if you're angry about it, it's right now, the way he's positioned it is a bit of a lose-lose. I don't know. Do you guys think I'm right?
How do you deliver that message, though, without sounding passive-aggressive?
Well, like, I mean, that will be if you, the testing way you just Amanda's
said it,
acting
The way you
skills.
Just said it, I would know that you're pissed about it.
Oh, honey. No. Well, no, maybe I'm completely wrong. Now I'm like thinking.
I don't know how to answer this one. That's why I was hoping Rob could.
This is a tricky one, Amanda. I think the reason he didn't tell you is because he probably was feeling guilty about it.
Yeah.
And he was hoping that, you know, it would just all go away without any friction. And it didn't. It came back to bite him in the ass.
I understand that, but like that's the thing. He doesn't understand that, like, that's why I'm upset, and he thinks it's silly that I'm upset that he didn't tell me.
See, that's manipulative, I think. And I think that if you're, you know, my approach would be to be completely dishonest, but maybe a better approach would be to be like, hey, I'm, you know, this bothered me a lot. So much so that I called this weird podcast.
I was going to say, Anna Faris and Rob Riggle called me to tell you.
I'm kind of with you. If nothing else comes of this, you should at least go back and say, okay, look, it's water under the bridge. It happened. It's over. Boom, boom. It's all done. But going forward, just know that this kind of stuff, or you not telling me stuff, bothers me. All right?
I like that. Be clear, right? At least you're, yeah, clear, I like that.
All drama comes from bad communication.
Exactly.
Right?
If she was upfront in the beginning and said that, hey, I might be a little upset if you go to this concert on my birthday, like Guns N' Roses just played on my fiance's birthday and I decided to hang out with her instead.
Oh, let's all give him a round of applause.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean. I knew she wouldn't want to go see GNR with me.
No, of course. But do you think that this, is this an age thing? Is like, are these lessons that we had to learn?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all part of the journey.
He's 38.
It's all, you have to, all
oh.
those.
Well, oh, well.
All right.
Oh, he's 38?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he been married? before?
Never mind, Amanda. Forget everything we said. Run for your life.
All right. We need to give her some final advice because Rob has to leave soon.
Okay. Amanda, I think that this is one of those things that feels indicative of a larger problem. And I think that you might have to just constantly examine your level of happiness. And if you're feeling sad and lonely on a larger picture, maybe that means something else, you know?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very interesting, Rob. Thank you.
I like that a lot.
Thank you.
Amanda, thank you so much for hanging out. You want to throw in something?
Just a real quick, if that doesn't work, get your girlfriends, go out and party your face off.
Oh my God, that's the best advice ever.
Party your face off and then come back and say, how do you like it now, asshole?
Yeah. See, did you like, what was the name of the band?
Yeah.
The Ominous Sea Pods.
Yeah. No, obviously, I'm kidding, Amanda. I'm just having fun.
I mean, yeah, okay. But who knows if it comes to that.
Hopefully it doesn't.
Hey, but also ask him why he likes the Ominous Sea Pods so much. You know what I mean? Like, truly. Wait,
actually, that's a good place to start your. That's a good place to start your investigation. What's up with the band? Why are they so special?
Yeah.
If I'm a super sleuth, I would start my investigation there.
Hey, thanks, Amanda.
Good luck, Amanda.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your birthday, Anna.
Oh, thank you, and yeah, happy birthday to you too. And yeah, go out and like have a fucking great time, with or without the dude who's watching the octopus sea man.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
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 We love you.
Should I keep my mouth shut? Did I give bad advice?
No, you gave the best advice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I think you were right on. All right, we're going to call Delia now. Delia is in New Hampshire, and she is 26.
What's going on the East Coast? All these crazy, kooky kids with the relationship problems on the East Coast.
This one's going to be easy, I think.
Hello?
Hey, Delia, it's Sim. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm going to introduce you to Anna right now.
Hi, Delia.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, and we also have Rob Riggle here, and he's hysterical. And thank you also for participating in this, like, torturous experiment.
Hi, Delia.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
So you have a gift-giving issue here. Tell us what's going on.
I do. So I have been trying to brainstorm what I should get my boyfriend for Christmas. And I was telling Sim yesterday, like, he's probably one of the best gift givers ever. He just pretty much listens to anything I say, like, that I want. And then I get those gifts, like, for Christmas or my birthday. And I was telling Sim that for, like, completing my first graduate class, he got me or signed a book, Anna, because I had been talking about it so much. So he was, like, on eBay looking it up.
Oh, that's so
And so
sweet.
He got me that. Yeah, he was wicked nice. So now I just have to figure out what to get him.
Ooh.
Wicked nice. So let me go. Now, you said he listens to you a lot and soaks in what you're saying about the things that you like and enjoy. Do you reciprocate that? Do you listen to his tales of?
Yeah, I think so. What does he enjoy? So. I just don't think he doesn't really ever want anything.
Well, does
he's like, oh yeah, I'm fine. I don't need anything new. I don't need anything. So it's hard to.
Does he have any ambition to do anything in the arts or in business or in?
He's working towards his electrical license, so he does like electrical work. So like he has to go to school for that and stuff like that. So I feel like I always get him clothes and that kind of stuff. It's kind of, I don't know, I feel like it's kind of lame. So I want to get him something cool, but I never know what to get.
Is he nostalgic about anything?
I mean, he loves like concerts and that kind of stuff. So
Pats
fan? I've thought about that. Oh yeah, he definitely is.
Big time Pats fan, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, maybe there's a signed jersey out there. Maybe there's a
buy a tattoo kit.
self tattoo.
And
does he trust you?
At 1:32 a.m. on December 24th, just start buzzing on his shoulder.
Yeah. Wake him up with a shoulder tap. Tell him not to move.
I'm sure
he'd screw
love
it
that.
Up. Yeah, he would. He would absolutely.
I bet he would.
Are there any tools that you can get him that can help him with his job once he passes his course?
That's not very sentimental, though.
I mean, exactly. Like, I thought of that. Like, I feel like I could get him, like, he wants, like, I don't know, like, he'll get, like, new work boots, but that's something I don't want to pick out. Like, I have no idea what he wants.
What about, does he have a nickname?
He just goes by Rob.
Delia,
nothing cool.
Okay.
Can I tell you what he probably would love the most that maybe you guys would agree sure. or not agree, but you guys know where I'm going with this. Everyone does. Yep, some super sexy lingerie. And like,
all right.
just an awesome night.
Have you done that before, though?
Not really. So I feel like that's something that he wouldn't be mad about.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Like, because a lot of men, they tend to like already get themselves what they want. So
yeah, that's the other thing. Is he does it all the time. He's on Amazon every other day, and he gets stuff that I'm like, oh, I could have definitely gotten something like that.
Right. Most guys I know are low maintenance. Totally. They're pretty low maintenance. And what Anna's talking about would probably be a pretty doggone special deal. So that's
yeah,
one, that's one. That's one option for sure.
I like it that you said pretty
yeah,
doggone
definitely.
Special deal.
I'm trying to keep it PG-13.
Pretty doggone special deal, little blowjob. Little anal.
You say a little anal? Did you say it again?
Yeah.
Just a little. She's not talking about a lot. Come on.
No, but like I think a night of like of, I mean I think and definitely maybe something else I guess, but I think that people just men sort of I think they just want the simple things. Not that I know what the fuck I'm talking about, but
no, you're not far off the mark.
Get him anything and just write a really nice card. And then he'll be happy.
All right.
Yeah. Or
card?
I love, if someone takes the time to write me a really nice card, I think that it's worth more
Sim,
than anything. What? I'm a little sensitive. Yeah,
worth more than
sensitive.
Anything?
Worth more than any gift.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Comes from
I'm
the heart.
So calling
Stop.
You on this.
What are you talking about?
That
it comes from the heart.
That makes no sense.
How does it not make sense?
Because I know what you like. Like a naked woman underneath a trench coat.
And a card.
And a card.
Yes, with something nice written.
Yeah, a nice card. Yeah. Anna, I get it.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for backing me up.
Why don't you, why are you,
I don't,
why
I don't
you
know why you're not behind
this,
Anna.
This. It's
semi
hear you.
Thank you, Rob. You and I knew
wow.
I
hear you. Wow. I'm so giving you shit for that for a long time.
I might call. I might be a caller one day. Just call in just to check in on Sim. Another option might be a customized leather tool belt.
Ooh.
Huh? With his nickname on it.
Yeah.
Which I mean, you are now going to give him.
That's great.
All right.
Because Robin's going to cut
I'm
it.
I know. It's not very cool, so.
Yeah.
I like it that it says a lot, though, that you are... that, you know, that you're thoughtful about this and because it says a lot about your relationship and it's really
well, thank
sweet
you.
That
it does.
He, and it's, you know what though, it's also okay if he's a better gift giver. People have different strengths.
It's awful when you feel like you're not the good gift giver.
Oh,
I'm not.
That, me neither.
I'm like, I have no clue.
I know. I just want to give my book to everybody. I'm going to give Sim my book, a signed copy, and a card.
A nice card.
Perfect.
Yeah, nice card. Don't just
oh,
give
very a, nice card.
Yeah, don't make it any. Nice, yeah.
Take your time with it. Please.
Don't just.
A card that just says, fuck exactly. you, Sim.
Yes. Exactly.
Rob, that's a thing. She's not being mean. That's a thing we do on the show.
Okay. Are you sure?
Oh, actually, well, you've listened to it so many times, right? You know?
Oh, of course. I mean, you're talking about the fuck you bit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I got that.
Hey, Delia, we have to go, but thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, I know. We weren't helpful, but I'm serious, though.
I like the tool belt idea. Leather tool belt
leather
would be,
tool
yeah.
belt
no, it was,
and lots
it was
of
more
loving.
Helpful than
oh,
not.
can I jump in real quick before you say goodbye? Leather tool belt, and you reveal it. You wearing it in the bedroom.
Yes.
I'm out.
There we go.
Mic drop.
Right.
Mic drop.
Sounds
good to me.
Thank,
well,
thank you so much, Delia.
Much.
Thank you, Delia.
Okay, bye.
I love you. Bye.
Bye.
Do you think that mic drop is something that only like people that are over 37 say now? And we yeah, think it's
because
funny?
Because we think it's so street and cutting edge. And they were like, totally mic drop today. What, Dad? Oh, nothing. Never mind. Leave me alone. It's messing my slippers.
We're such jerks.
Oh, shit. I don't have your plug sheet. Do we have the plug sheet? What are we plugging?
What do you want to know, guys?
What's going on with you?
Yeah, tell us everything.
Let's see. Got a movie coming out called 12 Strong in January.
Do you play a cop?
No, I don't. I play a soldier. Dun, dun, dun. Same thing. Yeah. Pretty much. And I got a movie coming out in February called The War with Grandpa, and a movie come out in March called Midnight Sun.
Wow.
And there are two dramas, which I don't get to do very often, so I was pretty happy to get to do dramas.
Do you get a little bit frustrated with the idea of the separation that this town has between comedy and drama?
Yeah. It's you know, you always want opportunities to do more than what people think you
do. Or that one is valued more than the other.
Yes. At the end of the day, though, funny's money. It always is.
Huh.
Yeah. Let these jerks, I mean.
How'd you come up with
these
that?
These drama actors, they're a dime a dozen. I see them, I go, oh, nice. What'd you do? 30 seconds on a NCIS? Hit the bricks, nerd. You know, like
funny's money.
We're going to be working.
Dime a dozen.
We're going to be working.
Hit the bricks, nerd. Did you just come up with all those things?
I did. Those are all mine. Copyright rubber. trademark copyright rubber. Yes. I got some movies coming out and I'm very excited about that. And I'm doing a charity golf tournament on Monday for veterans so people can come out.
Where is that?
Out in Westlake Village, California, at North Ranch Country Club.
Is there a lake there?
There is a very small lake. I wouldn't call it like a lake.
Let's call it West Pond Village.
That's funny. You could actually do that.
For the Richies.
For the Richie Riches. For the suburban types. So those are the things I got going on. Very happy about them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to, like any other secrets that you sort of want to reveal? Come on. Give us something. Something.
You got all the dish from me.
Not really. You didn't even give us the details on the arrest in Tijuana.
I got into a fight with an ATM glass atrium, and I won.
An ATM glass atrium?
Uh-huh. Down Mexico Way. And then the federales caught me.
And you were like, give me those.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
And were your friends like cracking up or were they egging you on?
They were gone. They took off.
So you were alone?
I was alone and they were all speaking Spanish. I didn't speak Spanish. So I kept screaming, I don't speak Spanish. This is a shakedown.
I think, though, I could totally out obnoxious you any day of the week.
maybe now. But back in my prime, nah.
Thank you, guys.
Much. This
Thank
was
you
fun.
So much.
Thank you for having me.
You're amazing.
Enjoy the vodka.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thanks a lot. Hey, and also, listeners, not only good night, but I can't thank you guys enough for people who have submitted their emails that just mean the world to me. Really, really touching. And it makes us all feel like kind of motivated to keep going. And that and the money. No, I love you. You know that. Please keep writing. And thank you also for like, you know, all your care and concern. And wait, why the fuck am I rambling?
That was sweet. That was sweet.
You know, you can edit.
That was very sweet.
Fuck you, Rob. Fuck you, Sim.